What's up, y'all? Will here at Schedule Fly. And this is a slightly different episode in the sense that we have a very focused subject matter here, which is retirement planning for your restaurant and simple IRAs and 401ks. And we had a really cool opportunity with this episode. We have two people that join me. One is Trent Derrick, and Trent is with Legacy Wealth Management down in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. One of his customers is one of our customers, Free Reign Restaurants. They have Community Table, Kiki and Rye over in Mount Pleasant, and then Southbound in Charleston. And we just had Ryan Jones from Southbound on the podcast. I was down there a week or so ago. Great episode. And afterwards, I got to meet Ashley Glass, who works with him. And we started talking about the employee benefits that they have at their restaurant group, and simple IRAs and 401ks came up. And so we decided that we would do an episode to talk specifically about that. Now, I think it's such an important part of employee benefits. And a lot of restaurants know about 401ks and simple IRAs or talk about them, and a lot of y'all have them. But a lot don't. And of course, the simple IRA is good for up to 100 employees, and then 401k is over that. More importantly, is getting your folks to actually invest into those. And you're providing such an amazing benefit if you have this in your restaurant or your restaurant group. And so we just talked about why these are important, how to get people dialed into investing in them, and gosh, if any of you have good strategies for that, it would be so helpful for us to be able to share that here on the podcast. So let me know. Just send us a note to support@schedulefly.com, support@schedulefly.com, or call me 704-906-2031 on the cell, 704-906-2031. So before we get to the episode, we're going to do our sponsor commentary here, and our sponsor is Pop Menu, and they're awesome, and we're a partner of theirs, and they're a great business, partner of ours at Schedule Fly, of course. And so here's what they like me to say. I'll say their piece and then I'll say my piece. Pop Menu is all about making your day easier and your sales bigger. They will simplify your marketing operations, bring in more guests, and capture customer data for personalized remarketing to keep them coming back with one simple, super simple to use platform that integrates with most point of sales like Toast and Square and a number of others. Pop Menu starts with a beautifully designed, easy to update, interactive menu that transforms the guest experience online. It includes a brand new website that's optimized for search engines like Google at no additional cost, automated digital marketing, online ordering and wait listing, and you'll never miss another call with their AI answering solution that costs as little as 47 cents an hour. And there's so much more in there. So check out the link in our show notes here and give them a look. I will say a couple of things. One is the AI answering sure would have helped my daughter recently, who's been working as a hostess, kind of slam-packed, not enough help. She's answering the phone. She's putting, seating tables, clearing tables. People are getting mad because the phone, it's hard to hear. And I mean, good grief, they need this stuff. So I may have to talk to them about Pop Me. I need them to talk to them about ScheduleFly first. They don't even have a scheduling software, but I digress. Pop Menu is awesome, and we have a lot of mutual customers that we share at ScheduleFly with Pop Menu. And before we did this partnership with them, I talked to a lot of them, and they all, they all everything, all the boxes checked, right? Great product, great customer service, great results. So check them out, Pop Menu, and here we go with a unique episode and fun episode with Trent Derrick and Ashley Glass, both in the Charleston area, while I was sitting here in Waxhaw on Zoom. All right, see ya.
What's up, Will?
How you doing, Trent?
Good, man. How about you?
Good morning.
What's up, Ashley?
How are you?
All right, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you. Hey, Trent.
Hey, Ashley, how you doing?
How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good.
So, Ashley, are you at Southbound right now?
I am.
Yeah, I could tell by the background. I love the shiplap, the design, everything about that place, man. It is so freaking cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, y'all knocked it out of the park with that place, no doubt. I mean, you walk in there, you just want to hang. Like,
yeah.
Seems like a kind of place, like if you lived in that neighborhood, you just want to go, you know, like often, like all the time.
Can't wait for warm weather to sit outside.
No, but I mean, seriously, it's in an old home and it's like, it kind of feels like you're just going over your neighbor's house, like to hang out. It's so awesome.
I'm pretty jealous. I just booked my first reservation for Southbound, but it's not going to be till early May. So I'm counting down the days till I can get there.
It'll come faster than you know.
Well, I got to get back down there and actually eat there because I didn't get to when I was there because it was during the day. But I want to bring my wife back down there and stay at the restoration. We stayed at that restoration hotel, or I stayed there, and it was phenomenal. And if you want to stay there and come hang with y'all, eat some dinner. Well, y'all, thank you very much for doing this. And so I'm recording now, and I'm going to put this, you know, up on the podcast. And so what I want to do is just briefly, Trent and Ashley, if y'all will each introduce yourselves, starting with Ashley.
Awesome. I am Ashley Glass. I am the recruitment and development coordinator for Free Reign Restaurants.
I'm Trent Derrick. I'm the financial advisor and chief market technician over at Legacy Wealth Management in Mount Pleasant.
They come in the car.
That's okay if you got some background stuff going on, no worries. So, well, y'all, this is really cool. And just to let everybody that's listening know, so I went to Free Reign. Well, I went to Southbound, which is part of Free Reign Restaurants, just over a week ago, and did a podcast with Ryan, one of the owners. And I was talking to Ashley, and she was talking about how they have a retirement plan there for their employees as a benefit, simple IRA. And she mentioned that, you know, she had brought it there, that she had a relationship previously with Trent, and we started talking. And I just think it's a fascinating and phenomenal benefit for restaurants and restaurant groups to have for their teams. And so we, you know, I quickly got Ashley to connect me with Trent, and Trent and I spoke. And so here we are. And the idea is just to talk about, you know, on this podcast, what we're trying to do is start talking about the different types of, you know, services and benefits that restaurants can provide that are really meaningful to their teams. I always find retirement planning is something that's so incredibly beneficial, yet typically underutilized and undervalued, particularly for a younger audience. And so I think it's important to spread the word about why these types of you know, retirement plans are so meaningful and useful, and how they can help people that start early enough, you know, while it's not necessarily an immediate huge upside when you're just trying to pay your rent. But if you're taking a little bit and putting it aside and your employer's matching it, you can have a whole lot of money one day. And that's kind of sort of what I wanted to talk about today. So thank you all for taking the time to do this.
Absolutely.
We'll start with you, Ashley. Tell me what y'all have there and why you did it and why you're working with Trent.
Yeah, so we offer a couple different benefits to our employees, and this is front of house, back of house, servers, bartenders. Anybody here who works with us full time, we're going to offer them a 401k / simple IRA, along with a week's paid vacation if they stick with us for a year, health benefits. We think it's really important just for that retention of that employee. We want to bring in good people and people that this is their career, and be able to offer them these benefits to hopefully help keep them here.
Why did you choose to work with Trent? Didn't you had a different plan somewhere? Is that right?
We did have a different plan somewhere, and it just got to be really difficult. They weren't local to the area, so it was really hard to get anyone to come in and speak with our employees about what they're offering. And we want that connection. So I met Trent about 8 years ago, and he did a plan with my job at the time. And I've had that plan with him since 8 years ago. He helped me and my husband buy a house using my retirement fund. He's just been there and still texts me every month and asks me if I'm doing okay and if I need anything for that little plan that I've had with him for 8 years.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. Okay. So how long have you all at Free Rein been set up with this plan through Trent for retirement?
Trent, we actually just got started with him. We've started offering 401k about 2 years ago. And then we will be fully up and running with Trent here in the next couple of weeks.
Got it. Awesome. All right, Trent, you the man. Tell us about yourself, how you got into this.
Sure. Well, I've been a financial advisor for about 10 years now here in Charleston. Absolutely love it. Really enjoy working with small businesses, small business owners and stuff like that. That's how I met Ashley. I guess it was about 8 years ago. So yeah, working for doing a plan for a optometrist office, and I just kind of saw a gap here in Charleston because we're so food and bev forward. That's why people come here. Sights and sounds and definitely tastes, and there's just kind of an empty serviced end of the market there for retirement plans for restaurant employees, and that's kind of what I'm just trying to start to do really with the community table and Southbound and all that group. Just kind of get something going here that offers a better reality for most restaurant owners.
Okay, so help break down the difference between a simple IRA plan and a 401k plan.
Sure. Well, it's simple is actually an acronym. Savings Employee Match Plan, Savings Incentive Match Plan for employees. So when I say simple, that's just a longer acronym. It's not necessarily an adjective in there. It's a more stripped down version of what a 401k is. Boeing here in the Charleston area likely has a 401k. They're a massive company with thousands of employees. The simple IRA is made for smaller companies with under probably 50 to 100 employees underneath that. It generally carries with it a lot less in terms of expense. You don't really have the record keeping requirements that a big 401k plan has. And so I thought that might be a pretty good pair to the restaurant industry here. It's not as a cumbersome thing to deal with in terms of paperwork. Ashley's got plenty on her plate. She doesn't need to be dealing with any of that stuff. It just seemed like a pretty natural fit with the high-paced environment that the restaurant industry gives its employees. They just don't have a whole lot of time to be sitting down and filling out a whole lot of paperwork.
What, so is 100 employees the limit?
Generally, yes. Yes. Once you get above that, then it's time to shift up to the 401k.
To a traditional 401k. Okay. Right. So if you're, and Ashley, do you do matching with your plan?
We do. We match up to 3% at the end of the employee's first year. And then every year after that.
Okay. So if I'm working for you and I make, just for easy math, let's just say 50 grand in a year. So I can do 3% of that, which would come out pre-taxed income. So 5 times 3 is just worth $1,500 that I could put aside, and then you would match that $1,500. So now I've got $3,000 that year. And if I keep making 50, just, I know it would go up over time, but if I made $50,000 a year for the next 10 years, now I've got $30,000. Half of which I put aside, half of which you all put aside. And of course it'd be more than 30 because A, theoretically my salary would continue to increase, and B, Trent's going to help put me in funds that will theoretically grow over time. But I mean, you're talking about, over years, a significant amount of money that you could have saved up. And that's, so I'm assuming that's why you're doing that, to help people achieve that kind of a financial goal.
Absolutely. I think that there's a big stigma around food and bev and the longevity of employees. And this is a career for a lot of people in Charleston, a lot of people. So giving them that heads up with extra money that they will eventually one day get to retire with that maybe they didn't have 10 years ago when they started in food and bev.
You know, the interesting thing is, correct me if I'm wrong, Trent, but I mean, if I go work for Ashley and her team, and over 2 years, I save up, you know, $6,000 of my own, and they've matched that. So now I got $12,000, and maybe it's grown through my investment choices. But if I were to say, you know what, maybe this isn't for me. Maybe hospitality is not for me. I'm going to go back and get my, you know, my master's, or I'm going to go work in another industry. It doesn't matter. Like, can't I just roll that over? I mean, that's my money, right? So I can roll that over.
Yep. 100% from day one, from the day you make your first deposit, that is all your money. The only problem I see with that, and you know, talking about the high turnover portion of the restaurant industry, you know, this is not really something for an employee who expects to be high turnover. This is designed for people like Ashley and people who are, you know, really working towards a career with a specific restaurant or a restaurant group, and that's just meant to be, you know, for the long haul.
Yeah, but you, I agree. But you still, if you're thinking this as an employee, this is free money essentially. I mean, your employer is offering to give you money for nothing other than just you setting aside some of your own money into something that, you know, will only help you one day. So you know, I have three kids, right? So my daughter is my oldest and she's 19, and she just started working as a hostess. So they don't have, you know, she hasn't been able to realize something like this yet, but this is like, I really want my kids to learn to take advantage of this stuff, because if your employer is offering to just literally hand you money, it's a great option. I mean, just don't miss out on that. Don't, you know, yes, you need to be able to pay your bills and your rent now. So a lot of people say, well, I can't put money aside, but find a way, you know, just find a way to take advantage of this, at least up to that 3%, so that you can just get, you know, extra money. It's like they're giving you a raise in a way. It's just that raise is being kind of set aside for, you know, for use later.
And to kind of tack on to that point, it does provide a nice benefit to the restaurant owners, because that match is deductible to them.
So that's, boom. Yeah. Okay. So the match is deductible. Yeah. Right. That's excellent. Okay. So then you've got the challenge, I guess, Trent, of helping make this as easy as possible for Ashley and her team, both to implement this and then to find a way to convince their team members why they should do this.
Yeah, it is a difficult task sometimes. Sometimes people, I come across people like Ashley and she gets it. Other times I kind of have to convince people, or at least spread out all the options and let them make their own decision. I know this is something I have been doing for just about every company that I'm running a plan for. In-person education, that's the best way to get people to understand what this is offering, what are the finer details, and, you know, really what each side of the coin stands to benefit, both the restaurant owner and the plan participant. Both sides stand to really gain from this. For kind of the stripped down nature of that simple IRA, the restaurant owner gets to avoid the larger costs of maintaining a large, complicated 401k plan. And the employee, just like we were talking about, gets free money, gets 100% return on their deposit every time. So it generally helps. And I've, you know, kind of, obviously I wasn't as good on day one as I am today at it, but it's just about convincing people or helping them understand that, yes, this is for your long-term benefit. And it, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but it's definitely a fun part of the challenge.
So Ashley, how do you all communicate with staff about this to try to get, you know, as many people dialed in as possible?
Yes, we have an onboarding process, which happens on that employee's first day, where I sit down with them, get them into all of our systems. And then we have a folder that we hand them that has all of our benefits in it. So our health plan, our 401k. And I really just tell them my story, how important it was 8 years ago for me to start investing in my retirement fund. I was able to buy a house. I was able to take that money tax-free and buy my first house. I was able to use it then. And I'm still growing my financial wealth by still putting money into my 401k. So really just telling people my story kind of helps that.
Yeah, absolutely. Or do you get, I mean, do you have a lot of people that are, that, that, you know, have reasons they don't like to participate or don't want to participate?
I think mostly it's the education portion. It's them not understanding what a simple IRA or what investing into their retirement does for them.
Yeah.
And you can tell them it's free money all day long. I think all they hear is, I'm going to be taking some money from your paycheck, but really just kind of instilling them that you're going to get that money back plus more, plus free money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's not that you're taking money from them. It's just saying, hey, if you put this amount aside, I'll give you that amount on top of it.
Yeah.
No questions asked. Well, okay. So then, Trent, what about helping people learn how to, you know, the other thing I would think is if people are like, yeah, I don't know about this investing stuff because I don't want to lose my money. You know, the market's bad right now. It's going down. I hear people are losing money. Like, how do you educate people on that piece of it?
Well, really two different ways. One is kind of explain the rational side, and two is explain the behavioral side. And this is people's money. This is something that's very sensitive. It's an extremely sensitive topic. And so we can go about it in really two different ways. One is I can educate them about, you know, yeah, the stock market's down, but that means it's cheaper for the longer term, especially for a younger participant. And that's pretty good. You know, generally returns are fairly solid and stable after a bear market. Again, I don't want to kind of get into the numbers too much, but generally over the long term, stocks tend to appreciate, and that gets us gets where we're going towards retirement. And the other side is the emotional part of it, and that's again kind of the advantage that a small, nimble, simple IRA plan has over these big 401ks. If you enroll in a 401k plan, you get a list of about 20 options, and that's it. You get a menu to pick from. Whether it's, you know, invest in Europe, invest in the United States, bond funds, stuff like that. With the simple IRA, there is no such restriction. You can do anything. And so if you want to keep your money in cash because you're worried about the market, you're worried about your future, you have a house purchase coming up, something like that, you can absolutely keep it in cash. There's no restriction on that. This is something that, you know, is going to have their fingerprints on it. If they are concerned about environmental issues, they can certainly exclude, low scoring ESG companies or anything like that. It's customizable to an extent that it's just not offered by the larger plans. And so that's kind of the two different ways I like to talk to people about it. And it's just makes things a lot more personal.
I remember 8 years ago, you gave us a questionnaire to fill out, and it was just asking us basically if we were to invest our money, how comfortable were we investing it in things that might not bring back a return. And when you met with me to set up my IRA, you were like, Ashley, you are not comfortable investing money. And I mean, I did it, and now I look back and I'm so thankful and glad that I actually did it.
Yeah, it's a big psychological issue for a lot of people. And, you know, I want them to be comfortable, but I want them to be rich down the road too. So kind of two different things I have to balance there.
So Trent, did I talk to you? I can't remember I talked to you on the way back from Charleston, like that day, I think that I met Ashley. Did we talk about the parable of the tossing starfish back into the ocean?
Yeah, we did.
I'll tell it to Ashley, and I'll tell it so the audience can hear this, because I think of this, like, it really impressed me when Ashley told me that, you know, she had this plan like 8 years ago, and that you'd followed up with her and stayed in touch, and that's why she picked you. And so I'm gonna brag on you a little bit, because I think that I really like the way that you go about business, which is tossing starfish back in. And that parable is, there's a this man walking down the beach, and he sees this young girl, and she's picking up starfish, and she's throwing them back into the ocean. And because the tide's going out. And so he says, "Hi, I see you tossing starfish in. What's going on?" She's like, "Well, the tide's going out, and if I don't toss them in, you know, they'll die. They'll dry up and die." And the guy says, "Yeah, well, okay, that's nice, young lady, but there's, like, as far as I can see for miles here, there's thousands of starfish that washed up, you know, during the last tide, and what you're doing, you know, just doesn't make a difference." Well, she picks a starfish up, and she tosses it back into the ocean, and she looks at him, and she says, "It made a difference to that one." And that's such a, like, the individual piece of this, of just, you know, following up with people and making them feel like, you know, they're important, that makes a difference to each one. Now, how, you know, does that make a difference to millions of different people? No, but every person that you interact with that way, it does. And so I think the reason I wanted to have you, Trent, on this podcast that goes out to, you know, thousands of people in the restaurant world, is to just show there's, you know, there's people out there like you, that where each individual interaction does make a difference. And of course, for you, it's sort of like, it's the same thing as compounding interest in investing, which is, you know, you, like, you're not, when you start putting money aside in retirement, it's going to take a really long time for that to really start to grow, or compounding interest starts to kick in. But then over time, it really starts to, and you have this hockey stick type growth that starts to take off, because you're getting interest on top of interest on top of interest, and that compounds. And so the way you run your business is the same way, man. And I say that because I respect it and I admire that. And it's why, you know, like, I'm really careful who I put on this podcast, but I just tip my hat to you and the way you conduct your business, because I think it's smart, and it's you got the long view, and it's the same thing you're asking your customers to do, which is, you know, take time with this and just let, you know, give it a long view. And over time, you're going to be real grateful, and you'll have great rewards from that. And I suspect that's the same thing that you'll get, man. And I think it's awesome that you're, you know, sort of narrowing in on restaurants down there in Charleston. You got a great culinary scene. There's a lot of great restaurants. And if you're doing well for Ashley and the folks at Free Reign, then others will hear, and, you know, hopefully more and more people will take advantage of this, because hospitality is a phenomenal career. And there's a lot of wonderful people that work their asses off and give so much to their communities and care so much about their communities. And they don't often have time to think about this, you know, financial planning and retirement planning. So hats off for helping a great group of people, man.
Sure, absolutely. And that starfish parable is exactly the same as the restaurant industry. It matters. That personal touch to each and every customer keeps them coming back, brings their friends back. You know, I'm a small business too. I just need to operate in the exact same way as what I see all the great restaurants here in Charleston are doing. It's, you know, attention to detail, customer service, just a warm, friendly, inviting attitude. And, you know, if I can emulate that, then I'm doing something right here.
That's awesome, man. Trying to think of what do you say? Okay, so when you, like, you have a restaurant owner that you're talking to the first time, maybe they've called you or you've been referred to them or whatever. What are some of the things you help them think through with whether they should, you know, put in a retirement plan as a benefit?
Sure. Well, generally it's, you know, are the employees going to be interested? Because, you know, we don't need to waste anybody's time if we're not going to get a good reaction from their employees. If that's something that they're looking for, if that's a specific benefit that the employees want. Looking at all sorts of stuff, but generally kind of the bottom line of the restaurant, you know, can you afford to be throwing away a lot of money towards a 401k? The answer is typically no. And so the simple IRA is, it just kind of comes up naturally, and really just their interest. What sort of employees are, what rate they're going to be contributing into it, what sort of education they're going to need. Everybody starts at a different position in this, in the investment journey. And it's kind of my job to get them all up to a certain speed and move it in the right direction. And then generally just, you know, how often do I need to be talking to these employees? How often do I need to be talking to the restaurant owner, kind of keeping them abreast on the details of the plan? Any number of things, you know, really whatever the concerns of the restaurant owner are, they become my concern.
Do you only work with Charleston area customers, or can you service customers? I mean, I guess if you're doing a lot of the personal touch stuff, it's harder to get geographically too dispersed, but tell me about that.
My favorite is to work with Charleston customers, but I run plans all the way up to Maryland and all down the Eastern coast. That's mainly where my client base is, East Coast, specifically South Carolina and Charleston.
So, but if a restaurant, some restaurant owner was listening to this and he or she were in, I don't know, Texas or something like that, they could contact you. I mean, you could, cause you can do stuff through Zoom, obviously.
Absolutely. I'd probably go out there cause I'm a big fan of brisket. So, but no, I have the full capability to work with anybody in the United States.
Okay. Well, then give us, how do people get in touch with you if they want to learn more, or maybe they have a provider they're not super, super satisfied with, or they're starting a restaurant and they want to have really great benefits. How do they get in touch with you?
My email, trent@legacywm.com.
trent at legacy, W as in Will, M as in Mary, legacywm.com.
You got it.
Okay. Now, Ashley, people go to Charleston, travel to Charleston all the time. Everybody knows y'all have a great food scene down there. And so if people that are listening to this are going to be coming to Charleston, where should they go eat?
Southbound. 72 Cannon Street.
72 Cannon Street. So southbound. And then y'all also have a community table in Kiki and Rye. Where are they in Mount Pleasant?
They are in Mount Pleasant. So Community Table is in the Ion neighborhood, and Kiki and Rye is in Bell Hall of Mount Pleasant.
Okay, got it. Anything else, Joel? Did we miss anything? Is there anything else we should be sharing? Or do you think we covered it pretty well?
I've said all I need to say.
I gotcha.
I think for anyone listening to this, just really support the people that are working for you. By giving them a simple IRA, by offering them benefits, it really helps with the longevity of employees. We have employees that have been with us. Our longest standing employee is 3 years because he started at Community Table the day we opened and he is still with us. So being able to offer these benefits really helps keep those good people.
The last thing I'll say is, I mean, most people that listen to this podcast are owners or managers, but there are some out there that just work in restaurants. If you're working in a restaurant and they don't have a plan at your restaurant, let your owner know about Trent, first of all. Have them listen to this episode. And number two, if you're working in a place that does have a retirement plan option as a benefit, please, please start using it. And start early. You will be so thankful one day. I know it's hard to look ahead. Who cares what's happening 30 years from now? But oh my goodness, if you start early and you start young, you'll have so much money when you get to be, my age. Like I'm 48. I wish I'd started so much younger. But it really, really matters, and it makes a difference. And your employer is literally giving you money, just handing you money just for sitting some aside. So take advantage of it. And that is all, y'all. Thank you. Thank you so, so much for taking the time.
Appreciate
it very much.
Yes. Thank you so much for having us.
All right. Y'all take care. We'll see. Next time I'm coming, I want to see you both. So maybe Trent, you and I can grab a dinner at Southbound or something like that.
That sounds great to me.
All right. See y'all.
Take care, man.